Hey, good morning. It's April the 19th, and this episode of B2B Thursday will be tomorrow. Today it's going to be Guyer Cook Report What's on Our Mind, because today is Wednesday. B2B Thursday has a name to keep me in track with the day of the week. Anyway, welcome. Now that we've sorted out what the day is and what the show is going to be about, let's talk about what's on our mind. Recently, and this is just a little flashback, if you will, we looked at that social media calendar from ChloeSocial.com. And today, I said, just as a what if, let's take these columns, five in number, and name them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? Going left to right across the page. So I said, I wonder if I could do a episode on that. So let's try that. The first thing we tried was quick tips, first thing in the list, and you can get that PDF file with that link that I got there in the show notes, which you can get to. Of course, if you go to the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com, and that's this episode's show notes are the new bigger and better, easier to read on mobile text. So, that said, back at the ranch, the show notes, the first thing we talked about is quick tips, and that is to make your website delivery quality, that is, make it faster by using metrics you can get from gtmetrics.com. And that's gtmetrics with an x.com to get to that link. And look, get on the show notes and you can get there. The search will find it too. And then the next item in the list on the social media calendar is announcements. And the announcement we're going to share with you today is about April Gilbert. You may not be familiar with that name. In 2015, April Gilbert ran 3,652 miles. She traversed the country, starting in Long Beach, California, went to Provincetown, Massachusetts, clear out on the tip, and to raise money for a youth center in her hometown. But the fact, can you imagine running about 30 miles every day? I think she started like on April 11th or something like that, and she got done in September. So do that many days in a row, run 30 miles. So tomorrow morning, get up, run 30 miles, see how you do, and see if you're real warm and fuzzy about doing it again the next day. Maybe someday we'll do an interview with April. A little shout out, shameless plug there. So, next thing that we talked about is infographics, and a lot of things can be said about infographics, but the best tools for making those are in this link from fastcompany.com. It's the five best free tools for making slick infographics. And don't we all want to be slick, okay? So give that a look. Behind the scenes pictures, as you know, well, maybe you know, I'm moving. I'm going to traverse the state of Washington and move back to Eastern Washington, back where we came from and back in 1990. Long story I won't go into. But anyway, part of that adventure is having these moving boxes. And you can see in the picture, those are some of the last few moving boxes we've got to fill up and get this house emptied and sold. And on the subject of selling, I just looked at the averages for the county where I live in February was 266. So if we can get up in that range, that would be great. So, giveaways. I don't have a giveaway right now, but Cairo 7 News, the TV station in Seattle, is giving away an Alexa. And don't you know, that'd be fun. If you go to the link in the show notes, there's the link that'll take you right to the Cairo 7 News Facebook page. Do the dance. Maybe you'll win. And if you do, I expect to get a Christmas card, etc., etc. And the last one on the list, and let me check to make sure I'm not skipping anything. Yeah, giveaway. Oh, longer anecdotes. Well, like I said in the show notes, you don't want to get me started on longer anecdotes, because Lord knows I tell a long story. If you don't believe me, ask Fraser Ramsey. Anyway, I put a link in there for longer anecdotes because I thought that was kind of interesting. That scientificamerican.com has got an article up about, remember in Star Wars, the very first Star Wars movie where he was living out in the kind of desert area and they were using the moisture in the air to irrigate crops? Well, these scientists have gotten together and done that. They can do arid region irrigation, getting the moisture out of the air. Who knew? So, there's the show notes for today. And the next thing on the list there is that people tend to buy from people they know. To make yourself more transparent, perhaps be a winner in that race to be the favorite brand on the shelf of brands doing what you do. Maybe you're a surfboard designer, but you're the best surfboard designer. Well, they'd like to know more about you than you design surfboards. So go to the Geyer Cook Report questions. Pick five of those. Click on the link up at the top of the page, contact Guy, and let's set up an interview with those questions. Okay? You can even do it with your cell phone, so you don't have to worry about, you know, do you have a mixer and all that. Okay? So, the planning session guide, link right below that, the Start Here Planning Session Guide. We've got 45 pingbacks on that now. The reason it's a good thing to have is it's the basic getting started ideas on how often am I going to update this content? What is it being marketed to? Is this the right social channel? All those kind of things. And the brain food there is free. Click on it. It's not going to ask you for your email. It's free in the true sense of the word. Okay? And speaking of unfree, let's talk about patrons. And thanks a lot, patrons. We thank each and every patron that we have for this show because we couldn't do it unless they'd gone to that Be a Patron on Podbean link like you can see there on the side. Go to podbean.com for the Geyer Cook Report and they've got the link there to set you up. Speaking of links, the new Twitter chat for the Geyer Cook Report is right there on the sidebar. If you go to hashtag the Geyer Cook Report, that'll log you into Twubs and let's dance. It's conversation has been mostly about SEO. We'll talk about most of anything. And the show notes, we got the thank yous there listed. Real quick rundown on that. Fraser Ramsey from Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean when their truck's not in the shop, as a kickback for them. The thank yous also go out to Eileen Smith and one of her websites, basicblogtips.com, if she's not doing a live stream on Instagram like she was this morning. And I asked her, how did you do that great video? One time she did a how-to video, and she used Screencast-O-Matic and shared that information with me, and that's what we're recording with today. It's a great tool. Thanks to Friends Just Chatting, a Facebook group that's most recently been a peer in, but if you go to the Facebook link that's there in the notes and search for the Friends Just Chatting group. They just like to chat. And if you'd like to talk to people all over the world, they've got them. Okay. The people that watch us on YouTube, thanks, and we appreciate that. If you'd subscribe to us, even better. If you go to YouTube, Whack Guy or Cook, you can find us. If you're listening to us on Spreaker, on iTunes, because we're on Podbean, we thank you. Thanks for putting up with us at Pinterest, at Reddit, and follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and sign up for the newsletter. There's a little text link there. It's a MailChimp-powered newsletter. You can subscribe to this feed, to this stream live every weekday morning on firetalk.com by clicking on that join channel icon that you see there. Remember, from Vita Main Hosting, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. Even your sound doesn't work sometimes. Enough said about that. So, thank you for joining us today. Tomorrow is the Friday wrap-up, where we'll wrap up all the episodes of this week that we just previously did. And on that note, I'm going to say those same three magic words I say at the end of every episode. That's right. It's a wrap.